Welcome to The Money Show. It is brought to you by Absa Commercial Property Finance. That's African Asset. Absa is a registered FSP. Welcome to The Money Show. As I told you earlier, we've got Warren Ingram coming up at 7:30. We have got Lon Reyes at about 7:15 talking to you about small business this evening and the six highly habits of highly effective entrepreneurs. But first, Phil Snyman, the executive head at Curo Delft. This evening. And for years, the then Curo founder, Chris van der Merwe, was offering his services to government. And he was telling government that he could build a government-styled, designed, funded school to plan on time, within budget, and then would run it on behalf of government at its budget. And as far as I can tell, those offers were either ignored or rejected. He firmly believed he could do it and still make a profit and deliver better educational outcomes than a standard government school. There's been a move in recent years to provide better than government quality education privately at a price less than it costs the state, and a number of providers have shown it to be possible, and several are actually doing it. Most recently, Curo opened what they call a tech-focused school in the heart of Delft in Cape Town. And Phil Snyman is the executive head at Curo Delft. Describe the environment into which you've inserted this private school, Phil.
Good evening, Bruce, and thank you for the opportunity. And thanks for mentioning Chris's name. Yeah, we've come along many, many years since I've joined Curo 18 years ago. So yeah, Delft is a very interesting, as you know, a very turmoil area in the Western Cape. And for us, it was an opportunity to bring affordable education to a community that never thought it would be possible to have a private education. The area was hunger for our education, and obviously we had to adapt a model that would work in an environment where the fees could be lower, but we can also give hope to the community and the children of the community, which we are currently doing.
How do you make it viable, though? You're a business. You're a listed company. Your shareholders expect returns. Your shareholders hope to get dividends in perpetuity. How do you do this? You're not a charity.
Absolutely, Bruce. Definitely not a charity. As you are well aware, Curo Delft has been from the start, a collaboration between Shoprite Checkers Group and the Curo Holdings, whereby we could acquire a piece of land at a reasonable price. And then why we moved away from digital education, where we have a class educator teaching city or whatever children, we had to adapt that. And obviously, with also the focus on the future of these children, we developed the DigiEd approach, whereby, and I'm sure you're going to ask me a bit more about that, but just in brief, where we could have children in an environment sitting in front of a computer, mainly being self-directed learning, with educators acting as facilitators and actually helping learners to learn by themselves.
Explain this to me, please. I mean, I
offer it at a much lower fee.
I grew up in an environment where we had 26 to 30 kids in a class. There'd be a teacher standing at the front. There was no computer in sight. And the teacher spent all day shouting and screaming and throwing things. we ducked and dived and did our work and did as well as we possibly could. What you're describing is a fundamental shift in that principle. Explain it in more detail.
Absolutely. I also grew up in that environment many, many years ago. Now, I think you, as this program of yours are well respected, and we all listen to it, and you know very well conversing what's going on in the economy in the world, and the global economy and the needs. You will realize that we need to prepare kids for the future and make them future ready, and that's exactly what we are doing. So I think also the pandemic currently in the world has taught us that the education sphere has been changed forever. So we believe that we're in the forefront of that education, whereby learners are being guided through the work job, where they are working on their own through pre-recorded lessons, etc. And that, I believe, will prepare them well for the future, where they will need to be responsible and diligent and be able to do things on their own as well.
And then the catchment area, Kells Rivier, Macassar, yes. Delft, Blue Downs, Mandalay, Mitchell's Plain. These are not the easiest parts of the country in which to live or to go to school. It's a really, really tough environment. How do you coexist as an island of privilege within that environment?
Yeah, in that environment you are now describing, there are a couple of private schools and there are a couple of curio schools, starting here in the Somerset West area right through to the area close to Blouberg. And I think in our area, many, many parents, and those schools are normally a higher fee, the mainstream curio school. It was just unaffordable for parents to actually afford the curio education. And we, in the mainstream curio schools, we also focus a lot on 21st century skills. So we've just made it more affordable and more people are now have the privilege to be in a curio school and being taught these valuable lifelong skills that they will need and will stand them in good stead in the future.
What is the price point of curio in Delft?
Well, the price point for us is currently we're offering education at R1,800 a month, over 12 months.
Okay, so R1,800. What's demand like? Are you fully subscribed? Are there spaces?
We are absolutely fully subscribed. We've been very, very privileged. We actually have waiting lists in the two grades that we're offering. So as we started last year, Bruce was grade 8 only, this year grade 9, and we're phasing in one grade per year. Obviously, as you know how the financial model works, we're adding on buildings per year. So in other words, currently we're at full capacity.
And what is this then teaching you about the future of education? Because at R1,800 a month, it's there or thereabouts as to what it costs government to educate a child. And you're doing it and making a profit at the same time. Does this create a new revenue stream for Cura?
I think it is. It's a very interesting question that you're asking, because on the one, as you rightfully started off, we are a listed company and we're there to make profit. But we also have a social responsibility in our area and in the company, in the country, and that's why we have different levels of curio schools, from the select schools right down to the curio mainstream, to the Meridian and the academies, and then the DGET, and even the online that was started in a few months ago in the midst of the pandemic. As I said before, we will never be able to offer at that price point if it wasn't for the different model that we are using, where we don't have a high number of educators, because you don't need an educator standing in front of a small group of learners. We need educators, and we all highly, highly qualified educators as facilitators, actually unlocking the world of technology to the kids. And obviously, it's not only about acquiring the knowledge, the book knowledge, but also teaching them some skills to actually work with the knowledge and make something and be innovative with it.
Phil Snyman, thank you for teaching us and telling us the story. Executive Head at Curio Delft Private Education, in an area where nobody had ever considered putting a private school before, but they've done it. They've had some help and some upside and some assistance, and I mean, that's what it's all about. ShopRite doing its bit, and I'm sure there are other companies with land in areas where you could help as well. Not only Curio, but other businesses that run schools could most certainly go in and make similar contributions, help uplift communities, help uplift the lives of young children in areas where nobody has previously given enough of a damn to invest.